It often comes to the busiest people as well as those who demand privacy. It can be self-inflicted, though their through their desires for privacy. Some have a great yearning for independence and disconnection. The kind of society we live in today can contribute to our subject, and that is loneliness. It is difficult for some to develop and maintain a strong relationship with others amid the hustle and the bustle of our present day life. Competition changes and oftentimes complicate matters in the mind of those who face loneliness on a daily basis. Many in the present culture have done away with traditions and pursue after the latest fads. And so some feel rootless and disconnected. In spite of claims of some to have many, many, many friends, the social media connection is not sufficient to head off anxiety, worry, or loneliness. Surveys have shown that there are millions of very lonely faces staring daily into a computer screen. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ faced loneliness on his own. He cried out on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Mark 15, verse 34. God himself said in Genesis 2:18, it is not good that man should be alone. Even from creation all the way to and through the cross, deity has recognized loneliness can come upon man. The psalmist wrote in chapter 25, for I am desolate and afflicted. Oh, bring me out of my distress. There is a listening ear that patiently waits to hear from us. His name, of course, is Jesus Christ. And through our prayers, we are in touch with the greatest friend that mankind could ever have. For us to be in tune with God and with his Son and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we must set aside our busyness and focus on the love of our Savior and on our obedience to him. We must be able to go to him for cure of not only loneliness, but many other things that may afflict us. Christians may stay ready spiritually by his contact with Jesus and through the avenue of prayer. Sometimes a sermon in itself will jar our memory to bring us back out of that loneliness that besets us from time to time. Let God speak to us daily. God has always spoken to man. When you look at Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, he spoke to man through the prophets in the older times, but today he speaks to us through his one and only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. How does he do that? In 1 John verses 4 and 5, the message from God is written. It is called the Bible. We must speak to God daily through prayer. James says the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. All of you know that one. It's one of the shortest verses in the Bible. Three words. Pray without ceasing. Prayer is a breath of a Christian. We need to speak daily to not only God, but to others as we have the opportunity. When we read Acts 20, verses 20 and 21, James tells us to be doers of the word in his writings. In Matthew 5:16, we also have another encouragement for us to lead us out of the loneliness that may exist. We speak to others not only by our lips, but also by our lives. We speak to them by our actions, by what we do in helping others to overcome some problems that they may have in this area of loneliness. We must do things for God, hopefully, daily. In Matthew 25, 21, in the parable of the talents, his Lord said, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Though faithful over a few things, I will give you ruler over many things. Enter into the joys of the Lord." We must avoid temptation in loneliness. Take action in our lives that will allow us to come out of that loneliness. We cannot sit in our rooms, in our study rooms, and think only about how lonely that we must be. We must go to God through the Bible. We must go to God through our prayer. And we must go to God through our attendance in the services of the church if we are to overcome this affliction that many of us may or may not have. Life in His Word is difficult, but it's easy in Christ. Although the message may be short and to the point, loneliness is something that really afflicts us on a daily basis if we do not use all of the steps that we are available to us to overcome those things. In Matthew 11, 28, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Not only meant to come unto him to be forgiven of our sins and salvation, but also to help us in our daily lives as we fight not only loneliness, but other ghosts that may be in our lives. God goes on to tell us, how do we do that? By hearing the gospel, Romans 10, 17, by believing what we read and what we hear from the Bible, by repenting of any past sins that may stand between us and God, and then confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and as the Son of God, and then be baptized in the holy waters of baptism for the remission of the sins, because there is where we connect with the blood of Jesus Christ. And then we must live our lives to be the kind of people that God would want us to be, and the kind of people that God would be happy for us and would say in that final day, "Well done, good and faithful servant." But maybe sin has crept into your life somewhere along the way. Stand ready to be come out of that problem that you may have, and we stand ready to help you in any way that we can. We stand ready to pray with you and pray for you. If you need the prayers of this congregation, or you need to obey the gospel for the initial time,